Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
But we ask it of our children to just stop in the middle of a bad
From the studios of WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and on this special Facebook Live edition of the program, my guest is Ani DeFranco, singer, songwriter, political activist, founder of Righteous Babe Records way back in 1990. She's in town tonight to receive the Independent Icon Award at the 6th Annual Libera Awards from the American Association of Independent Music. But before she does that, she's going to play some songs for us from her brand new album called Binary. Here with the title track of that album is Ani DeFranco, live on Soundcheck.
All right. Takes care of each other. Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? In the blue glow of gizmos lurk despots in diapers and cyborgs with bullhorns and crackpots and snipers like robots. So cold with such ease they dismiss you. Soon fuck you, then kiss you. Soon kick you and diss you. They got networks like insects with webs of deception. They'll trap you, cocoon you like a department of corrections. They come in all colors and sexes and creeds. They got all kind of issues. They got all kind of needs. Little laboratory monkeys raised with no hugging. Just a wire cage mama in lab coats mugging. I feel your anger. I feel your pain. I feel the aching hole when your soul can't be named. Yes, consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. You gotta complete the circuit. Alone is just no knowing. Your energy is destructive unless it is flowing. In a connection lies the spark. In the connection lies the art. You gotta be up in someone's countenance conversing with their heart. You gotta complete the circuit. Not just with human beings, with the sky above you, with the earth beneath your feet, yeah. When you complete the circuit with everything that lives, borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are sisters, where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other?
Ani DeFranco, live on Soundcheck with the title track of the new album called Binary. Great to have you back with us.
The skeleton of it.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, on the record, it's like, you know,
it's a jam.
It's a big sound.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the kind of the funk flavor in the solo version there.
Yeah, cool. Well, I hope I can never do it without choking, however. Losing my breath.
It's almost hip-hop inflected, the way the internal rhyming schemes kind of lead you from one phrase into another.
Yeah, I've always been into the music of language.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
So this is not the only song on this record that rather than taking a kind of pointed political view, takes a wide-angle view of we need to communicate. That seems to be a thread that goes through a couple of these songs.
You're getting old, dude. Is that what you're saying?
No. Just that, you know, for a record that has kind of political overtones, it's nice that the politics is not the divide and conquer sort, but the let's see what each other are thinking.
I hope. Yeah. Right? A space to hear each other in is a rare thing these days. Listening and respectful communication. And yeah, that's that song that you were spinning at the opening is very much about nonviolent.
The pacifist lament, yeah.
Communication and culture and that we need to study it and practice it and see it modeled in order to become it, you know, and it's...
Yeah. And the track Terrifying Sight also seems to be kind of along, you know, looking to the left and looking to the right and stuff. I mean, you can take it literally. Mm-hmm. She's looking to the left, or you can...
Here, let me do it. There it was.
But the name Binary, I mean, we are finding that lots of things that we think about as binary are not so binary. You know, sexuality, for example, politics. The binary way of thinking is a very divisive thing where you, you know, so
I guess
that term has kind of binary meanings, I suppose.
Yeah. That's not how I'm seeing it, actually, myself. In fact, my approach is much more sort of yin-yang in nature. When I'm talking about binary in that little poem that I just hit, it's really about that nothing is one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, everything contains a duality, at least. And it's only in relationship with each other that we exist. You know, that's deeply what I feel.
Right.
You know, maybe it's the feminist in me, but I think relationship is at the core of the universal design. You know, I mean, I when I look from our atomic structure, you know, and the sort of positive and negative ions to the planet and star relationship. You know, it's all a spinning interaction, a resonance that creates any one thing. And I think, you know, you can sort of observe gender that way. I mean, I believe that in each of us is masculine and feminine in some relationship. You know, like any relationships, there are infinite permutations of it.
Yeah. And then there's the other kind of binary question of the political and the personal. And of course, there are people who say that everything is political, you know, any kind of relationship.
I've been known to say it, myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of analogous to the think global, act local kind of analogy that, you know, nothing that you do goes without repercussions, you know, that everything has ripples and affects other people.
Absolutely.
But you, as the mom of a still young kid, are probably even more aware of that kind of thing.
Certainly. You know, I mean, I think that feminism, for instance, you know, it is very informed by motherhood, you know, and this focus on relationship that I think is at the core of the feminist, you know, outlook, way of seeing. And yeah, I think when you have that literal experience of your body is my body, the idea that we are separate is actually an illusion. And that's quite true. You know, you can ask the quantum physicists and they will agree with that. So, yeah, I think that's how it's informed.
It struck me in the song Binary, the constant references to consciousness. And, you know, we've had the World Science Festival here in town talking about consciousness and stuff. And, I usually host a panel for them each year. And it usually has something to do with things like consciousness and, you know, quantum physics. And is that something that you follow? I mean, is that a...
In my layman's way?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's crazy. When you get to like the highest levels of math and physics, you're basically into the world of philosophy again, you know?
And you're back to ancient China.
Exactly.
And it's, super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were just saying a moment ago, you know, that everything, all the universe is resonating and ringing. It's like, well, that's what string theory is, you know? It's
like, here we go.
Everything is vibrating.
Yeah, it's just,
and somehow Pythagoras knew that 2,500 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I've been starting to do interviews for this new record that I got. people have been saying, whoa, so you wrote these songs before the election, but they totally apply to this moment, this political moment. And I'm like, yeah, well, time is not linear. That's an illusion. I mean, it's not a joke for me. I've noticed over 30 years of writing songs that my songwriting is often, you know, there are premonitions galore. And it used to spook me out, man. And now, not only have I become more and more aware because of this process that, you know, we sort of have much more knowledge subconsciously than we do in our mind, in our thought. I think it also is like, you know, a lived example of that, you know, that past and future is really an illusion, that it's all now.
I do love the idea that the creative process taps into something that is maybe a little unmoored from the direct linear flow of time from A to B. So the next song you're going to play for us, called Play God, in its own way, this seems to be a very strong feminist statement.
Yeah.
And you know, we guys get to play God in our own way. And look how well we've done with it.
Awesome, man. Great job.
Thank you. On behalf of guys everywhere.
Yeah, right.
You want to play the song for us?
Sure, why
not? All right.
Not?
My guest is Ani DeFranco here in the Soundcheck studio, and this is from the brand new album called Binary, but here's a live performance.
I was done at 16, showing up for class. I was out there in the ring, learning how to kick some ass. I was done at 16, using my mama's key. It was all on me, it was all on me. Were no free rides, were no IOUs. I pulled my weight, yeah, I paid my dues. And I showed up to enlist on the first day of recruits. How about you? How about you? And I'm my brother's keeper every chance I can. And I pay my taxes like any working man. And I feel I've earned my right to choose. You don't get to play God, man, I do. You don't get to play God, man, I do. You get to run the world in your special way. You get much more, much more than your say. Government, religion, it's all just patriarchy. I must insist you leave this one thing to me. One thing to me. One thing to me. Leave this one thing. Thing that a man needs to be truly free. This is the modern world, and that one thing is money. But there are two things that a woman needs: control over her own body. Yeah, I pay the price on top of everything. Each month a bill, each month a reckoning. And each seed that dies, I cry and I bleed. So you can't tell me, you can't tell me. Yeah, I am a soldier, it's my blood that flows. I'd give my life so that this tree can grow. You don't know creation like I know. So you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you
you can't tell me. You get to run the world in your special way. You get much more, much more than your say. Government, religion, it's all just patriarchy. I must insist you leave this one thing to me. I one thing to me.
Ani DiFranco with her song Play God off the new album Binary, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And, you know, Ani, most of that song is just so reasonable. It's like, yeah,
oh,
you know, you got
that.
You guys, you know, you got your patriarchy woven into the fabric of culture. Here's this one thing that you need to leave to me. But then there's the line, you don't get to play God, I do, which is a little more provocative, it seems.
Yeah. When I wrote that line, I thought, can I say this? Which to me was a good sign, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a few years since that question popped up in my head during my writing process. But I think somebody's gotta.
So when that little editorial voice in the back of your head says, should I be saying this? Is your answer usually, yeah, yeah,
well,
I need to.
I sat there and I thought about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I certainly don't want to close people's ears.
You
know, that's the last thing I want. I really want to build bridges. I want to, you know, leave that open space for hearing each other. I want to not offend or scare. But yeah, I mean, the song is really about reproductive freedom as a civil right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the opening lines are about the fact that I'm not a dependent. I'm not a child. Society does not take care of me. I am a caretaker and a contributor to society. So in that sense, I shouldn't be treated as a child. And then it goes on to kind of try to show that women live it.
Right. The line, you don't know creation like I do, is a pretty striking
I mean,
line.
Here's a concept that I don't hear outside of my head too often. Every PMS, I believe it is an experience of death, you know? As a female, you're born with all your eggs.
Right.
And every time an egg dies and has to give up that chance, it's painful. I believe that's why, for women, the world spins dark in that moment when the seed dies. I understand this. I live it. And a fertilized egg and an unfertilized egg, death is a part of the process. A fully realized human being, you know, needs a particular kind of civil rights that only apply to women, and that is to control her own reproduction.
Yeah. Well, and the idea that just on a nuts and bolts level, that for much of human history, the act of childbirth was a dangerous thing for the woman.
Exactly.
You
and
know.
Today, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's bloody, it's violent, it's painful, it can be fatal. And so you being an agent of creation in that way should have agency.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's really what all I'm trying to say.
Ani DiFranco with me on Soundcheck. The new album is called Binary. Now, you are in town to accept this award, the Independent Icon Award.
Yeah.
You know, when you started Righteous Babe Records back in 1990, the music world was a whole different ballgame. So
indeed.
How has it kind of affected your existence as a touring artist, but also as someone who owns and runs a record label?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any more solutions than any other little indie label these days about what you do now that, quote, music is free. But I'll tell you, in the beginning, when I started out, 1990 or what have you, you know, my bread and butter was touring. I think more than a sort of a major label artist, that's always been true for me, but it certainly is once again true. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I think there was, if you look at, again, the larger sweep of human history, there was like this weird little 30-year period where the money was made by selling the music on these flat, round, black things.
Exactly.
And, you know, before and now after, it's all about the live experience.
Yeah. And hey, first of all, resistance is futile, right? Technology is.
That's a saying, but I hope that's not the truth. I hope that there are instances where resistance is not futile, but actually of utility.
Yeah, right. Well, indeed. Of course, everything is all opposites are true at once. Oh, we're gonna go in until we spiral into.
Well, that yin yang looks like a spiral for a reason, doesn't it? You know, you just quickly your head starts spinning around.
Exactly, but you know the sort of technological and cultural situation being what it is, the relationship with recorded music. Yeah, here we are back to gathering together. That's something you can't simulate. And I think, again, I've always lived the experience of, you know, music is fundamentally a social act, and that's how it should be. And so, shucks, you know, if it means you got to leave your house and go gather together with others to have the experience, the real experience of music, amen to that.
Yeah. Complicated again by motherhood because, guys for decades have just been, all right, I'm off, I'm out on tour, I'll be back in 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever it is, you know, you can't just like
very complicated.
Up and do that, yeah.
Yeah. I got a 4-year-old boy right now, and he wrecked shop when he came into the family system. And so I've been off the road for 6 months to try to run damage control at home and back up dad, you know, because it's a tall order. Now, I think it's amazing to see the script being flipped. I know a lot of families where the woman is the breadwinner and the man is the main parent. And that is radically new.
Yeah.
But it's wild to see men suddenly going, what the?
Yeah. And then you look back at like John Lennon in the 1970s and the house husband here in New York, and you think, you know, he was definitely onto something back then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's super cool when we can share parenting and that experience. I mean, it's because it is so rewarding as well as draining. And, I'm happy for men who get that side of it.
Yeah. So this next song requires a switch of guitar, right? Is it in a different tuning?
Yep, that's the idea.
Okay.
So rather than tune at you.
Do you do a lot of songs in open tuning?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And
for folks who are not guitarists, it just means that when you strum all the strings, it makes like a D chord or an F chord or whatever it is.
Yeah, this is one of Mama DeFranco's special homemade recipes here. For the guitar players out there, it's EBBGBE.
Okay, so it's an E minor chord.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Look at you, Mr. Music Theory. Yeah, right.
It is.
It is. I knew that.
What I don't know is, what is zizzing?
Well, somebody told me they looked it up, and it's a word that means something. I can't remember what they told me it means, but for me, it's the sound that I live in New Orleans, and it's so humid so much of the time, and zizzing is the sound of power poles in just 2,000% humidity, just emanating electricity into the air.
All right, you want to play the song for us?
Sure.
Ani DeFranco with a song called Zizzing.
With water, skin slick with oil, power pole zizzing, in the fog like Tesla coils, sweeping patterns of glistening crystals, what we call music in the air, whiskey dripping down your temples, mosquitoes in your hair. And in the background, a riverboat is sounding its goodbye. Our magic should be more powerful as the years go by. Yeah, where did I go so wrong with you? Tell me. Cargo. Don't know where it comes from, where it goes. Just know everything else is on a mission to decompose. And in the background, a riverboat is sounding its goodbye. Our magic should be powerful as the years go by. Yeah, where did I go so wrong with you? Tell me, where did I?
I love the sound of the E minor guitar.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Really nice.
Cool. That's an old tuning I came up with years and years ago.
Yeah.
And just resurrected.
Well, you know, it's not just the tuning, it's also the guitarist. That sounds great as a solo piece. I mean, it is like all these songs, there's big, fully fleshed out versions on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of guests.
Yeah.
Justin Vernon from Bon Iver.
Singing
Ivan Neville.
On that one. Ivan. Ugh. Jenny Scheinman,
the violinist.
Beautiful. Yeah. Musicians, each of them. Holy cow. Maceo Parker.
Yeah.
Killer. Gail Ann Dorsey, incredible singer.
And bass player.
Exactly.
So, so there's like little hints of New Orleans funk in there, you know, some of the horns and stuff. It's got some great arrangements as well. But there's also a memoir coming, right? Does that feel like it's exercising a different muscle from 30 years of songwriting?
Seriously different. Yeah, so different from songwriting, this complete sentence business. It's like radical. I'm learning how to spell. That's a nice thing. And I'm learning, I mean, a lot of stuff from the process so far. You know, immediately to be more grateful. Yeah. It's funny, it's going back to the binary concept. My 1-800 number has been 1-800 on her own. Mm-hmm. For, you know, a few decades now. And one of the first things I noticed when I started looking back and writing about my life and my journey is how much people help me. It really never struck me as deeply that I've done nothing on my own, you know?
Well, that does go back to what you were saying before. Yeah. It's all about relationships.
Right. Each of us exist only by the good graces of others. And you know, even relationships that have been troubling and difficult in my life, you know, the writing process has really tuned me into how much even the troubling people gave.
Mm. Maybe whether they knew it or wanted to or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So when is that? When do you think that'll happen?
In a year. That's what my contract says. Wish me luck.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, no, it's been really cool, though.
Very often those contracts say one thing and the real world says another. So
I might spill coffee on that part over the course of the next year.
All right, Ani DeFranco here with us. The new album is called Binary. Congratulations on the Independent Icon Award on the new record. And
thanks,
great to have you back with us today.
Nice to be here.
This is Soundcheck.
I just go when I love. Looking through my eyes, through my eyes. Then I'll go inside of someone. And I'll look through their eyes, through their eyes. They might be behind a counter. They might be filled with disdain. Going behind the eyes of people is a dangerous game. It's a danger.
Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, and our weekly music roundup. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Hiding behind.